Bush, incredibly, is trying to justify the deaths of our sons and daughters by the events of September 11, 2001, yet again.
At this hour, many thousands are following their duty at great risk. One young man serving in Iraq recently said this: "We in the military signed up and pledged to protect this great country of ours from enemies, foreign and domestic. We're fighting," he said, "so that the next generation might never have to experience anything like September the 11th, 2001.
He does it again, doesn't he? Excerpts from letters from Captain, Army Captain Joshua Byers, who was 29. He was from Anderson, South Carolina. He was killed on July 23rd when a bomb detonated under his vehicle. Thursday, June 5th. "Dear Mom and Dad, a couple of days ago, my squadron commander told me that I would be taking command of Fox Troop in June after all." Sweet. "I left my conversation with him walking on air. Not only will I soon be a cavalry troop commander, the most lethal combination of firepower that a captain can be in command of in any service, but I also will have the opportunity and the incredible responsibility of commanding in combat. I have to admit that I'm really nervous and just pray that I'm up to the task out here to lead 120 men in combat operations. I will give them everything I have to give. I love them already just because they're mine. I pray with all my heart that I will be able to take every single one of them home safe when we finish our mission here." Friday, June 20th. "Dear Mom and Dad, it seems like I've been here for so much longer than I have. My life away from here seems so far away. In some ways, I don't think I'll ever have it back completely. I think war takes certain things from you, or maybe it gives certain things that change your perspective. I love being in command. It's so great to lead again. I love taking care of my men and accomplishing our missions together here. I am blessed." Thursday, July 3rd. "Dear Mom and Dad, in the past 2 nights, we've been attacked each night while on patrol. No casualties for us. I see more bravery in a day here than I had seen in my entire life prior to this. I'm healthy and doing fine, although I really want to get that redeployment order and come home, as everyone does. But I don't dwell on it. We're accomplishing our mission here, and I think I'll take a lot of pride in that for the rest of my life. Although the sacrifice is great, the rewards of service are so much greater." Friday, July 18th. "Dear Mom and Dad, life here continues to be challenging, but we're all hanging in. We got a blow to our morale a few days ago when the Corps commander visited us. He's a 3-star general. He said there was no way we were going home in less than 9 to 12 months. Man, that's going to suck. We're working on month number 4 right now, and it already seems like we've been here forever and a day. I still love being a commander. I love leading troops and taking care of them. It's a huge responsibility, and I feel the weight of it every day. I send the thing I love most out here, my men, into harm's way every day and every night. I just do my best to ensure that they're ready, trained, equipped, and properly led in every situation." Monday, July 21st. "Dear Mom and Dad, we conducted a huge operation in the desert about a week ago. We had intel that suggested that the bad guys were hiding weapons and ammo out in the desert and bringing it into the city to attack us. We swept all of the desert north of us and found lots of weapons, lots of ammo. Two of the targets that we captured turned out to be first cousins of Saddam Hussein. I love you both with all my heart. I'm working very hard here, adding honor to our country and to our family name. Love, Josh." 2 days later, Captain Joshua Byers, 29, was killed when a bomb detonated under his vehicle. Excerpt of an email message to his wife, Teresa, from Army Sergeant, Master Sergeant Kevin Moorhead, 33 years old, of Little Rock, Arkansas, who was killed September 12th during a raid on enemy forces. This message was sent July 7th. "Hey, baby. I do enjoy planning for the future. It gives me a lot of hope to be able to plan for our success. Sometimes I think that maybe I wouldn't come up with these plans if I wasn't deployed. Being here focuses my attention on home, and I have time to come up with lots of avenues for us. It has been one blessing for me being here. I think if we can get the things done that I've come up with, we'll be able to have a prosperous life ahead of us. I don't want you to worry about how we're going to make it after I get out. I want us to be able to enjoy our life and do things that we want to do. I think after we get these bills settled and get back on track this winter with the property and the house, next spring I'm going to get us another boat. We had a lot of fun when we had a boat. I remember when me and you and Jesse used to go to the lake and camping. Those are really fun times. I would eventually like to get a camper or an RV, too. I know how you like to have a nice place to stay. If we got a nice camper, then it would almost be like staying in a hotel room with air conditioning and a private shower and a queen-size bed. I love you very much. I can't wait to get on with our lives. I really look forward to our future together. Kevin. Master Sergeant Kevin Moorhead was killed September 12th. From Army PFC, Rachel Bosveld of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who was 19 when she was killed October 26th in a mortar attack. Tuesday, October 14th. Mom. I'm doing fine, Mom. Yes, I did get into a sort of accident, if that's what you call it. We were hit by an IED, which is an improvised explosive device, or RPG, which is a rocket-propelled grenade, which set our truck on fire because it struck the battery and fuel line. My neck and shoulder were pretty banged up for about 2 weeks. My shoulder popped, and I jammed my neck as well. I'd lost my hearing in my left ear for a few weeks. My hearing in general isn't good at all anymore. I've been through my share of explosives. I'm sending pictures home to be developed of my truck, or what's left of it. I took a few of me with the truck so you could see that I'm okay. It's still pretty warm during the day, but gets very chilly at night. Could you try and find one of my hooded sweatshirts to send to me? Right now I'm soaking my feet. My feet are taking a beating in these boots. My feet are all cut up and sore. Feel so good now, anyway. I guess I haven't been taking good care of my feet this month. We have a physical training test I'm getting ready for. This month and last, we haven't gotten much time to do physical training, so I work, sleep, work, physical training, work, and eat. Well, Mom, my 20-minute soak is up. Take care. I love you. Don't worry too much about me, Mom. My intuition has already saved a few lives here, and my own as well. Monday, October 20th. Mom, I'm doing great this week. Sure, I've dodged lots of bullets and such, gotten little to no sleep and eaten nasty food, but I'm doing great. I got to drive a tank. I got a tour, learn how to operate everything, load everything, and I got to drive it. I was toothed from ear to ear. I'm getting a Purple Heart for the accident, along with 8 other people in my platoon. Someone is always getting injured here. There have been no fatalities so far in my company, though, just lots of injuries. So how are you? 18 days till my birthday. I can't wait. No one probably even knows when it is over here. Well, bye for now. Just wanted to let you know I'm okay. And I miss you. I love Rachel. Rachel Bosveld, 19 of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, was killed October 26th in a mortar attack. Robert L. France, Private, 19, San Antonio, who was killed June 17th when he was struck by a grenade. The letter was postmarked June 15th. Dear Mom, I got the first package in the letter you sent me. Sorry if I haven't been writing so much. I pull 12-hour guard shifts from 7 at night until 7 in the morning, and then I go on patrol sometime in between those hours, and when I'm not doing that, I'm usually sleeping. Someone shot at us last night. I was getting ready to go to sleep, and I hear pop, pop, and then the bullets ricocheted off the building right outside the window I was standing in front of. It kind of sucks when all you can think about is there's someone out there trying to kill you or your buddy next to you, and all you can do is hope you kill them first. Yeah, I got to stay the night in Saddam's wife's palace the first night I was in Baghdad. That thing is huge. I want to see what his main palace looks like. I took some pictures. Hopefully they'll come out. We've had random gunfire within a 100-meter radius all night, every night, since I've been here. It kind of scares you the first couple of nights, but you tend to get used to it. Well, Mom, I got to go. Tell everyone I love them and miss them very much. Love always and forever. Robbie. Robbie was 19 when he was struck by a grenade and killed on June 17th. From PFC, Jesse Givens, 34, Springfield, Missouri. Private Givens was killed May 1st when his tank fell into the Euphrates River after the bank on which he was parked gave way. This letter was written to be delivered to his family if he died. Melissa is his wife, Dakota, his 6-year-old stepson, and Bean, the name he used for his son Carson, who was born May the 29th. My family. I never thought I would be writing a letter like this. I really don't know where to start. I've been getting bad feelings, though, and, well, if you're reading this, the happiest moments in my life all deal with my little family. I will always have with me the small moments we all shared, the moments when you quit taking life so serious and smiled, the sounds of a beautiful boy's laughter or the simple nudge of a baby unborn. You will never know how complete you have made me. You saved me from loneliness and taught me how to think beyond myself. You taught me how to live and to love. You opened my eyes to a world I never dreamed existed. Melissa, I have never been as blessed as the day I met you. You are my angel, my soulmate, my wife, my lover, and my best friend. I am sorry I did not want to have to write this letter. There is so much more I need to say, so much more I need to share, a lifetime's worth. I married you for a million lifetimes. That's how long I will be with you. Please keep my babies safe. Please find it in your heart to forgive me for leaving you alone. Teach our babies to live life to the fullest. Tell yourself to do the same. I will always be there with you, Melissa. I will always want you, need you, and love you. In my heart, my mind, and my soul. Do me a favor. After you tuck the children in, give them hugs and kisses from me. Go outside, look at the stars, and count them. Don't forget to smile. Love always, your husband, Jess.
Trouble, oh, trouble, move from me. I have faith. Now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, oh, trouble, please be kind. I don't want no fight, and I haven't got a lot of
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
4 and a half before the hour. According to the AP, as the country honors its veterans in ceremonies nationwide on Tuesday, citizens expressed their grief over recent soldier deaths and their concerns about the country's military engagements. In Boston, state officials honored 14 Massachusetts soldiers who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan, while outside, anti-war veterans marched in the city's annual Veterans Day parade. The Boston chapter of Veterans for Peace was not acknowledged by the parade organizers. While all the other entries were announced as they passed the review stand, the announcer was silent as the anti-war veterans marched by. Arthur Smith, past department commander of the Massachusetts American Legion, said, quote, "We do not consider them to be true veterans. They are against the war in Iraq. They were against Vietnam. They were against everything a true American veteran stands for," end quote. In New Mexico, the Veterans for Peace organization opened an exhibit called Expressions of Peace. Donald Thompson, 79 years old, president of the organization's Albuquerque chapter and a Navy veteran who served in World War II in Korea, said, "I would serve if called, but I would not be happy serving in a war for oil and for power and being misled by lies about weapons of mass destruction." From Leonard O'Grady in Ireland, a poem by E. Russell Smith, "This is the War George Fought." This is the land where the war was fought, that George fought. This is the oil that comes from the land where the war was fought, that George fought. This is the tractor that runs on the oil that comes from the land where the war was fought, that George fought. This is the farmer who drives the tractor that runs on the oil that comes from the land where the war was fought, that George fought. This is the sun who lies in the sand, and this is the oil that burns on the land. This is the war that George fought. I'd like to read a list honoring all the servicemen and women who have sacrificed in their lives in Bush's War on Terror, but I can't. The list is simply too long. While this administration refuses to release actual casualty figures, sources say there have been 452 confirmed coalition deaths in Iraq, including 398 Americans.